Now, as you heard in the bulletin there, tens of thousands of farmers are set to attend the Tullamore Show today. It's one of the country's largest agricultural events, but it comes after a difficult few months for farmers with rising input costs, falling prices for their produce, and a summer of poor weather. In a moment, we'll speak to the Minister for Agriculture, who's attending the Tullamore Show. But first, our regional reporter, Theresa Mannion, has been speaking with some of the farmers at the busy venue today to hear their thoughts on the challenges being experienced by the sector.
I think every farmer would have to have concerns. We're being hammered from all angles at the moment, so I think you would have to have concerns if you were anything to do in agriculture.
What about the poll that found 4 in 5 farmers would support a farmer's political party?
Yeah, absolutely. I would have no problem at all in agreeing with that there poll. I actually was saying here to the fellow from the ICMSA that I think something along their lines, they should certainly consider the political route, because the mainstream parties are totally out of touch with what's going on.
Sustainability is a big issue now, and farmers are doing their bit to be sustainable, but I don't think we're getting enough credit for what we're doing. Somehow we are being pasted as the bad guys in agriculture. Like, for years we've been doing our bit, we've been taking the best advice available from Chagish and everybody else, and yet we're not getting any credit.
Would you have confidence in the Minister for Agriculture?
The Minister is doing his best, but unfortunately we have a Green Party wagging the tail of the government, and I think for that reason we're not getting the recognition from the Minister that we should get.
Farmers are really struggling to get their crops cut with rain and weather. Yields are down, crops are starting to break down in fields with wind and rain hammering them to the ground. Definitely there is a bit of sunshine today. I hear there's combines moving today, so hopefully people will get a bit of work done.
Some of the farmers attending a busy Tullamore show today, speaking to our reporter Theresa Mannion. But we're joined on the line now by the Minister for Agriculture, Charlie McConlogue. And thanks for joining us today, Minister. You heard some of the concerns there. Sustainability demands are an issue, but farmers are also facing reduced income due to rising input costs, falling prices for their produce, and poor weather this summer. The budget is approaching, though. Will you be seeking money to support those farmers that are feeling the pressure?
Hi, good afternoon, Tommy. And yes, I will be, as I've always done. But listen, just first of all, just to recognise the tremendous showcase that the Tullamore National Livestock Show here is for the agricultural sector, and also to recognise the massive work that it takes to actually make this show a success. And we have Chair here, Joe Malloy, Vice Chair John Keenan, the driving force, Chelsea Cox McDonald, is the secretary, working with their volunteers, which makes this work so well every year. But that's also represented what we've seen right across the country over this summer and every summer, where volunteers and show committees across the country run fantastic operations which make such a difference and are the summer highlights in many communities across the country. It's good to see that here again today. But there's no doubt, Tommy, to address your question, this is a more challenging year than what last year was. Prices have been more challenging, but particularly as well, the weather conditions have been more challenging. And that has made it a more stressful year for farmers. As always the case, farmers are showing their resilience in terms of working their way through it, but it's certainly been difficult. And listen, coming up to the budget, it'll be my priority to work to ensure that we're supporting farmers through the various schemes that I've launched, many for the new schemes which have been launched this year, and particularly following through in relation to the 50% increase in funding which this government has delivered for common agricultural policy programmes from national funding, because that has been the highest level of funding increase ever between CAP programmes, and it's going to be really, really important that we deliver on that now and see those schemes actually underpin farm incomes for the remainder of the year.
In terms of the budget though, Minister, are you looking to enhance existing schemes and measures, or will there be new ones to support people with those inflationary pressures?
Well, for this year, for example, I've already introduced a number of supports to deal with the challenges there this year. So costs, for example, have gone up as a result of the war in Ukraine last year and this year. So particularly in relation to fodder making this year, I introduced a €1,000 per family farm support payment, which I forward paid on as well to support farmers in relation to the cost of production. for making fodder. Also then in relation to the tillage sector, we introduced a tillage incentive scheme which paid farmers €400 a hectare for each new hectare which was put in. So coming towards the budget this year, Tommy, I'll be looking towards next year, looking at what the challenges are, and looking to actually continue with the really, really strong support that this government is committed to delivering for our farming sector.
Okay, it's a busy venue there at the Tullamore Show today, as we said, so that's impacting the sound of our, the quality of our sound, so we apologise to listeners for that. But just to stick with the topic of the budget, Minister, the Taoiseach hasn't ruled out helping struggling mortgage holders, but in the Business Post today, the Finance Minister appears to be pushing back against such a measure. Many farmers at the Tullamore Show today, though, would probably welcome help with their mortgages. Would you like to see mortgage interest relief in the budget?
I think the form of this government, the form we've shown really, has been to work to support the public in every way we can with the challenges that have been facing them. There's no doubt for families across this country, the last year or two have posed very significant and in many cases unprecedented challenges. And as a government, we've stepped in to provide support for people at that time of need through the various measures in relation to support for energy, for example, in relation to support for household costs. I know the issue of mortgage interest is one which many families are concerned about at the moment. And listen, that's something that's which the government will be considering in the context of the next budget, alongside the many other requirements asks that there will be of the national budget. And of course, it will have to be within the context as well of continuing to prudently manage the national economy, because the continuing success of the economy and the continuing capacity of us to actually be able to support people is dependent on managing finances competently. So that's something that will be considered.
Sorry to cut across you, but to move on to another matter, and a recent survey in the Farmers Journal showed that farmers are increasingly dissatisfied with your performance. Only one in five believe you're doing a good job. Have you lost the confidence of the farming community?
No, certainly not. Listen, this has been a more challenging year, Tommy, and that has made it more difficult for farm families. It has affected farming sentiment across a range of areas, and what was surprising, what it might affect satisfaction with the government or with the minister either. But listen, my job, whether in heavy weather or whether in fair weather, is the same, and that's to work to support farm families in every way possible. And through the various schemes I've introduced this year, I'm working to do that. As I say,
That survey, Minister, again, sorry to cut across you, but we're stuck for time. 72% of those people surveyed said that they'd give their first preference vote to a farming party if that were an option. I'm wondering, has the government lost the room when it comes to farmers and their concerns?
No, certainly not. This government actually, Tommy, is providing unprecedented support to the agriculture sector. As I say, the new CAP schemes we've introduced this year, Acres, for example, and the new environmental scheme where 46,000 farm families this year will benefit on average from income of 5,500 through that. That was the first time every applicant has received that applied into an environmental scheme. The €200 per suckler cow in total that we've introduced also is unprecedented level of funding. And also the fodder support and the grain support, which I referenced earlier. Listen, it's easy to talk about setting up new parties, Tommy. The reality of setting up a party is very different, and certainly this government, my party Fianna Fáil, but also working as part of the three-party government, our focus is to support farmers in every way possible, and particularly during what is quite a challenging year.
On another issue, Minister, the nitrates derogation that Ireland has, allowing farmers to have more cows per hectare compared to other EU countries, that could reduce substantially in January, depending on the results of a water quality review that's due next month. You've previously said that you'll engage with the European Commission to seek flexibility on this. When do you expect to have clarity?
Yeah, well, and my team are engaging with the Commission in relation to it. Obviously, water quality and improving water quality is essential. No matter what we do in life, we have to make sure that it works well, we work well with the environment around us, and having good water quality is an absolute must. We're one of just three countries around Europe that is able to stock at a higher rate of stocking because we have a derogation from the level of stocking rate that other countries can have. I'm working with farm representatives and engaging with the Commission to seek further flexibility to provide a time for us to actually show that the measures that many, that so many farmers are taking on farms across the country to improve water quality, that they actually to allow time to show that that is happening. It's up to other member states to decide whether we continue to have that derogation or to get that flexibility or not, but I'm certainly working with farmer representatives to put the case as to why it makes sense to facilitate that.
Okay, we're having difficulty with our sound this afternoon, so unfortunately we're going to have to leave it there, but our thanks to Minister Charlie McConlogue for joining us on the programme, Joan.